Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's time now for the opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. Tom Rogers sitting in for Dave Tickey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jay, and good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the opening prices began on the boards of trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Let's take a look at wheat, first of all, in Kansas City. The contract for March, the nearby contract, opened this morning at 582 a bushel, down 7 cents. The May, 594 on the open, down 5 and a quarter. In Chicago, the March wheat opened at 551 a bushel, down 5 cents. The July contract at 577, down 4.5. In the corn pit now, the March corn contract opened at 373, down 3.75 cents. May at 383, down 4. July corn opened at 392, down 5.25. And the September opened at 402.25, down 4.75 cents. In the bean pit, the March soybean contract opened down 13 cents a bushel this morning at 981. May opened down 13.25 at 987, and July at 993 a bushel, down 14.25 cents. November 09 beans opened this morning at 928. They were down 11 cents a bushel, and January of next year, 934, down 14. In the product, soybean meal for March opened at 307 even. That was down 510. The May at 304.50, down 550. March bean oil opened this morning at 33.45, down 19. The May contract 34.75, down 18. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, February live cattle opened at 84.77.5 a hundredweight. That was unchanged on the open. April at 88.10, up 5. The June contract 85.60, up 20. And the August contract for live cattle up at 86.05. That was down 150. March feeder cattle opened this morning at 95.85, up 15. The April contract at 97 even, down 10. Make feeders opened at 98.35, down 12.5. And the August opened down 275, or 27.5 rather, at 120 cents. February lean hogs opened this morning at 57.25. They were down 50. The August or the April contract opened at 62.35, up 5. May lean hogs opened down 30 at 74.10. And the June contract opened at 74.85, down 20. Pork bellies for February opened this morning at 77.05. They were down 95. And the March at 78.25, down 150.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Looking at the outside markets now, and we start with Wall Street, where the Dow is up about 56 points at the moment, about 0.75% at 79.45. The NASDAQ is up 6 at 15.31 after starting up a bit more this morning, up about 0.5% now, is up about 1% just off the open. And the S&P 500 index was up 6.5 points at last word, 6.75 now at 8.34. The crude oil contract for March is currently standing at $37.95 a barrel. It's up 40 cents at the moment. Natural gas for March is now at $4.49. That's down 5. And RBOB gasoline for March at $129.2. That's up about 4 to 5. Heating oil for March at $130.05 right now, just up by a fraction. The silver contract for March is at $13.57 an ounce. That's up 44 cents. And the April gold contract standing at $946.80. That's up $32.60. The CRB index right now is at 218.44. That's up 19. And the U.S. dollar index at 85.90 now, just went over 86. 86 and change. That's up about 43. Joining us now to take a look at the commodity markets as we start this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul. We don't have Paul Cooley at the moment, so let's take a look at how things are trading at this very moment on the grain part of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the former Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat in Chicago right now Recovering a little bit off the open, it's down about a penny and a quarter a bushel now. The nearby contract trading at 5.54¾. May at 5.67½, down a penny and a half. And the July wheat at 5.79½, down 2. March corn now down 2¾ cents at 3.74. May down 3½ at 3.83½. And July is down 3¼ cents. The beans right now are trading down in the 8 cents to 11½, 12 cent down range. The far side contracts, the nearby contract down 8 now at 9.86. Let's join again Paul Cooley at ABM Investor Services with a look at how the markets are doing. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning, Tom.
And
nice rainy morning in central Illinois.
It certainly is. And again, the commodity traders seem to be looking at Wall Street, though the Dow and the averages there are up. We still see a slide in commodities right now.
Going back even to yesterday morning on the opening of the supply-demand report came out basically neutral to friendly, but the rain in Argentina basically set the tone. And then when Geithner, the new Secretary of Treasury, was testifying in Washington, the market didn't like what they were hearing. Basically, the package with TARP money, basically, there's a lot of things yet to, a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot, and the market sold over 400 points. And we're basically still suffering from Geithner's testimony, so to speak. If he would have said, well, we're working with Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs on developing a program or a package to get these subprime loans, it would have worked better. The market coming back from the lows of the day, and that's the good news in this early AM trade.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a bit of a disparity, again, between the stock markets, which are up a little bit, but you still see there's some carryover from Geithner's comments on the commodity markets. Why the disparity, you think?
Well, I think that the disparity is that the marketplace did see some weakness in crude oil afterwards, and people are looking at the overall economic health. Still, the stock market's down a large percentage. We do have some good news, though. The Secretary of Agriculture is doing some arm twisting with the EPA to get higher blends on ethanol into the gasoline mix, and he does admit that the EPA has the final decision on that, but it is good PR and good that the Secretary of Agriculture is taking a proactive approach on it. And, of course, the ethanol producers in the U.S., as well as every corn farmer in the United States, needs a little help in this area as well.
So that's a little fundamental news. Is there really anything else in that area that traders are looking at today, besides maybe the rains in Argentina? But then again, I look at the beans, and they're kind of off at the same ratio as the wheat and the corn.
Yeah. Well, we are going through some major flooding, of course, in the Midwest, and, of course, that possibly could hurt some of the wheat crop, the soft red winter crop. The other factor is that we are looking at the Chinese demand for soybeans as good to excellent. The basis levels on beans seem to be strong, and our basic opinion is that soybean demand isn't going to go away. It's still a big factor, and it's still several weeks and a good month to month and a half before we get any South American soybeans being harvested to any great extent. So the cheapest market in the world for soybeans is still the U.S.
All right. What should farmers be thinking about today?
Well, good question. Our general approach is that $10 beans is probably a good area to cash a large percentage of your inventory away. We also get the feeling that $4 a bushel is another area where farmers will do some major selling in corn. The big factor is we'd like to be rather hesitant before we do major selling of new crop corn for next year, mainly because of the worry about inflation. If crude oil would go to $50 a barrel at some point in time this coming summer and spring, I think it would change the dynamics of the corn market in a direct fashion.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Have a nice day.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Quick look at the markets again. As Paul mentioned, they are off their lows for the day, but still down from yesterday's settlement. March wheat in Kansas City is down 2¾ cents a bushel at 5.86¼. March wheat in Chicago down a penny and a half right now, penny and a quarter at the moment at 5.54¾. The May at 5.67½, down 1½. March corn is down 3 at the moment at 3.73¾. May at 3.83¾, 3.83½ now, down 3½ cents. And the September contracting corn at 4.04¼, down 3¼. Soybeans for March at 9.85, down 9. The May at 9.90¾, down 9½. September soybeans at 9.54 right now, down 13 cents. Bean oil for March right now at 33.48, down 16. March meal right now at 3.09. Down 3.10. Live cattle right now down 12½ cents on the nearby contract at 84.65. Feeders for March at 95.85, up 15. And lean hogs are up 55 at 57.30. The Dow again up 59 points right now at 79.48. The NASDAQ up 6 at 15.31. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.